One of the biggest question marks of the night hung over Derby North. It was the most marginal seat in England after Labour lost out to the Conservatives by just 41 votes in 2015. But now it's swung back. Labour's Chris Williamson won with a majority of 2,015, a massive increase. And he was full of praise for Jeremy Corbyn when he took to the podium.
This has been the best campaign in my 41 years as a member of the Labour Party. And to all those pundits who said that Jeremy Corbyn was unelectable, well, they should be eating their words, because it looks like Labour is on course under Jeremy Corbyn to outperform Tony Blair in 2005 in terms of the share of the vote. Tony Blair in 2005, Gordon Brown in 2010, Ed Miliband in 2015, and of course Michael Foote in 1983 and Neil Kinnock in 1987 and 1992. This victory is Jeremy Corbyn's victory, so let's all get behind Jeremy Corbyn.
And while no one wanted to call this one, when I caught up with Chris after his victory speech, I found out that he had his stepladders in the car, ready to put his sign back up above his constituency office this morning. That's how confident he was he could take this seat back from the Conservatives. Now, the outgoing MP, Amanda Soloway, was full of praise for Theresa May before the results started to roll in, but there was a different mood after the declaration when I asked her whether she thought it was right for the Prime Minister to call this election.
You know, that's a decision I need to reflect on, really. But as I say, it is what it is. You know, we cannot change the past. We can only go forward. And I'm a great believer, you know, in going forward, and I'm optimistic about what the future will hold.
And the Conservative candidate for Mid-Derbyshire, who was re-elected but saw many of her friends lose their seats, went further, telling me she thought the snap election was a mistake, adding that there will now have to be a post-mortem into what went wrong for the Conservatives.